Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you.
What up, though? Man.
Yes?
We go 5 days without seeing my boy. What's up?
Oh, man. You can still FaceTime me or something.
Huh?
You can still FaceTime me or something.
No, because you know what? It's funny because every time I like try to FaceTime you, I always go, damn. Pregame.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget, like...
Man, four hours on Thanksgiving, right in the smack.
Right in the middle of Thanksgiving.
And you're hosting,
right,
aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I was like, this is what I told him. Like, look, you can either have me for Thanksgiving, and I can come in and out, or I'm not going to be at Thanksgiving. I don't know what to tell you. Because I'm wild. Listen, because I'm going to be locked into that game.
Yeah. No, right? No pre-recorded segments or anything?
None of your business.
I want to make sure that you enjoy this normally, too.
What are you trying to spoil the Wizard of Oz?
me and Frog Boy probably do this tomorrow.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
But we need to get, because we all come from different cultures.
Correct.
So we need to get a little taste of what's going to be on the Tobin table.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to start with this.
Yep.
And I mean this, and this ain't got nothing to do with money or nothing.
Yep.
I want the canned cranberry sauce.
Ooh.
The one that looks like Jello.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you pop it out of the can and it still
yeah,
has
we'll
the
that.
That,
yeah.
that. Like yep. my wife.
She wants the fufu?
Make the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
With the real cranberries.
Man. I'm actually not a big cranberry sauce person, but my father-in-law does. And he tried to do this thing for years where he used to say, because I guess, like, I don't know if the Cubans don't like cranberry sauce or it's frowned upon, but he goes, I got it for you. I was like, "What?" He goes, "You know, you guys."
I'm like, "You know,
dance."
Whoa!
Whoa! I'm like, "I don't really like cranberries. Like, do you like cranberries?" He goes, "I love cranberry sauce." I'm like, "So are you using me as your
as your
shield for your cranberry sauce?"
Totally,
you like
dude.
Cranberry sauce.
No, so, no, but it has to be the cranberry in the can.
Yeah,
like agreed. That. Like, yeah. So then, so I'm not cooking this year. And this, I think it's beautiful. Oh. I don't have to.
You're not doing. So are you going somewhere or
Big Spoon's
handling?
Oh, going to some, and they'll Fonz is going to either cook something with them. They're going to bring it. So, but I need to make a stop.
Oh,
I'm not going to trust white people with my sweet potato pie ever again.
That's fair.
Oh. So I'm going to get a sweet potato pie.
Where are you gonna get it from?
Oh, I can get it from Sam's. They got the big giant ones.
Ooh, yeah. Sam's.
So I'm going to do that.
Cool.
So if you, and by the way, if anybody ever invite me to their house, for Thanksgiving, I don't care what culture or whatever, I'm bringing my own sweet potato pie because I don't trust nobody. And it was only 1 year where there was a family schism because that was the first year of my life I didn't have sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
So. Sweet potato pie. I even bring the whipped cream, whatever. I don't know what kind of turkey.
Schism.
Intangibles. I don't know if it's just my intangibles or intangibles as a whole.
It was intangibles who tried to bring you just the potato pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I put it outside my front door. I put it outside my front door. You say, "You're lucky I didn't kick your ass out with the pie." First time in my life. So,
what does it even taste like?
Now, I am a big spiral ham guy.
Mm-hmm.
Love ham.
So I had a Friendsgiving this past weekend.
And they like the ham in the bag.
Ooh.
The whole ham with the bone, you know, like in the little bag.
What's the difference between that and the spiral ham?
Mm.
The other one is...
sliced?
It's sliced. Right. But no, the ham I'm talking about, spiral ham, is sliced. The other ham is like just the ham on the bone that has all the fat and stuff in it. So it's hard to make sandwiches out of it. It's like, you know, they say that tastes better. And I'm like, no, no.
Well, my cousin made it. Anna, they used to.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
She did spiral ham?
No.
She did the ham in the bag.
I don't know. It was, to be honest, I have no idea.
The spiral ham.
It was cut up and everything. And
the spiral ham.
I made a sandwich yesterday. Yeah.
Yes. See, that's it. The spiral ham is only good for one reason.
Hmm?
Black Friday sandwiches. I'm telling you. Delicious.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We got some heat ticket trivia coming on up.
Ooh.
So if you guys want to get ready for that, if you want to win Heat Suns tickets,
I'm
going to give that away coming on up in about 10 minutes. But some Dolphins news. They have cut safety Marcus May.
Huh.
And they are going to activate
Daniel Jones.
No, it's not Daniel Jones.
Sorry.
They are activating rookie safety Patrick McMorris off IR. He was their 6th-round pick this year. He has been out. So he will be brought up on the roster. Some people were like wondering if there for a brief moment was that Shaq Barrett spot. Not yet. Not yet.
An Irish safety, huh?
No.
What? McMorris.
He's not. I mean, maybe he's Irish. I can't. Hey. I haven't 23andMe Patrick McMorris, but I don't think he is Irish.
Shade South just sent me a video: black people trying potato pie
and how they liking it.
I can't turn the volume up.
Oh,
he gave. They're giving hugs.
Other news: Tyreek Hill, his citations. Have been dismissed.
No kidding. You know why?
Because the cops no-showed.
No.
What?
You know why they no-showed?
Well, I know why they no-showed, but they no-showed in court.
Wow. Yeah.
I forgot he was even given citations because the biggest story
a bunch. A bunch of citations. And where's that cop?
I don't know.
Who? Wait. Hold on. You know what's going to happen in the off-season.
Probably isn't promoted?
Right? No.
Well.
When you have to have off-season wrist surgery... And he says it's from that
incident when he was pulled out of
it. It's coming.
Tyreek
don't worry.
Says,
I'm just putting two and two together.
He said on the report, he says, "Where are all the internet cops now?"
Yeah, true.
Everybody telling them how to behave. All right, so there you
Wait,
go.
Wait, let's see. Which, let's see. Mashed potatoes or stuffing?
Stuffing.
stuffing. Do you put meat in your, like, sausage and stuff in your stuffing?
I don't make it.
Do you have any suggestions? Because this is my first year that I'm going to do it.
Make stuffing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I took a deep breath.
Buckle up.
What? Do they like sausage? Oof. Like, here, I'll tell you what you could do.
Okay.
Let me see if I can make it. Go get you some chorizo. Mm-hmm. And chop it up, cook it, and put that in the stuffing.
Okay.
And all the other seasonings you may put in it. But go ahead and put some chorizo in it. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to think. I know we put, I put sausage. I'll cut up some sausage link, not links, but smoked sausage and stuff like that and put it in there. But I'm trying to think to keep it like, so you put some chorizo in there.
To keep it what?
Human.
Oh, okay.
I put smoked sausage to keep it black. Okay. Like we, I put gizzards in mine.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To keep it real. But I, I'm like, I know normal people don't eat gizzards.
I don't see any updates on the cops.
That's a black people thing there. That's a hood thing.
I will take up that suggestion.
Put your little sausage in it.
Don't put any onion, though. Put cebolla.
Or whatever. Like, whatever. Like, it. Listen, you can.
What?
But what?
He doesn't cook.
Minus one.
Barcos.
That's fair.
Minus one.
I'm bringing the liquor to Thanksgiving.
Hey, Leroy Fat Shames others because deep down inside, he's Chunky 52. I am the smallest person in my family.
Inner fat kid?
No, I'm the smallest person in my family.
I know you are.
Yeah, so with like, okay.
Well, we'll take a break. If you guys want to win Heat Suns tickets, line it up right now for some Heat trivia. All right? You answer one question. Which, by the way, is embarrassing how many people missed that question yesterday.
Yeah, you guys are embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassed.
We're bringing it. Come on.
So, if you guys want to go to Heat Suns, 305-567-0560. Line it up right now, 305-567-0560.
Was it me?
Back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 W. Oh, look at everybody wants to win Heat tickets. How about that? Miami Heat, NBA Cup action tonight. Two teams, one cup. Getting going at the Kaseya Center. 7:30 is your tip-off. Preheat gets going at 6:15.
No.
What?
Don't. That's terrible.
Going to give away some Heat and Suns tickets here to a winner of trivia questions. All right. Now, you think they'll do better than yesterday?
I hope so, because yesterday was pretty easy.
What was the question yesterday?
I think we have faith.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here. Who had the assist to Jimmy Butler for that tied the game that sent to regulation?
Well, I mean, Jimmy even gave it away again.
What?
Jimmy even talked about it in his post.
He did
as well.
He did. And we played clips and people were like, ooh.
Okay.
So then I had to switch it up after two.
Wow.
And, you know, what are you going to do? All right.
It's a good question, though.
Think this person will get it better?
Let's find out. All right.
Just had the extra game show it.
I love it.
That's why he might have came back with the same music because he was trying to find.
Look, I want to send real Heat fans to these games, not just carnival barkers. And I'm not asking really hard Heat questions, okay? All right, let's see. Tommy! Hey, Tommy Cutlets is on the line. Hey, what's up, Tommy?
How's it going?
It's going, buddy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tommy, who was the Miami Heat's second round pick this year?
Ooh.
Pella Larson.
Oh! Get him!
Didn't even hesitate.
Wow. That's not even a hesitate. All right,
Tommy. I am one of these con artists, all right? I am one of these con artists.
Oh, wow. All right. All right. Take it down a notch, Tommy. All right, that was great. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Impressed. Do we have one more pair? Can we give away tomorrow's pair? We got a lot of people here.
Man, let's do it.
Do it.
All right, let's go.
You got to dig him another question.
I got it. All right. Oh.
Got it?
All right. Andres, you there?
I'm here.
All right, I got one more pair of tickets to give away. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Andres, what Miami Heat head coach, former head coach, said that the Heat are not in the same ballpark as the Philadelphia 76ers, and also was the coach during Dwayne Wade's rookie season, and also will be on the broadcast tonight.
Would that be Pat Riley?
No, why would Pat Riley be on the broadcast? No.
That's it.
All right, that's embarrassing.
What?
Jesus. All right. Kenson. Wow. Kenson, you there?
Yes, I'm there, right there. Let's go.
All right. What former Miami Heat head coach said that the Heat are not in the same ballpark as the Sixers going into the season?
Stephen Gandy, you don't even have to finish.
Good.
What you said, Stan?
Yeah. All right, Kenson remembers what you said. All right, Kenson's going to Heat Suns. There you go. We got a couple of winners there. Speaking of Pelle Larsen got a lot of time with Jimmy Butler. He played a lot of minutes this last game, Pelle Larsen. And he was saying he was, you know, very impressed by Jimmy's game. Look at this kid, dreamy.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. He's a really strong player, driving to the hoop and make really good plays, and really it's easy to play with him because he demands so much attention from the defense. So I get to shoot open shots and cut open layups.
Man,
you were very close to him.
I was very close to him. I mean, you know, it was probably, I don't know, like four of us there, J Fig.
Oh, because it's Pelle Larsen. That's why.
Well, listen.
I mean, like, that's how you, if you get in early, then when they go big time, like you were with Bam. Bam always gives you a word.
You think Jaime in the background was like...
It just feels like that video, I don't know, just looks so much closer than
I think you're just sucked in by his eyes.
I think it was
his eyes are just, they're captivating. Do you think Jaime in the background is going like, that was me last year closing those games?
Nah, I think, you know what? They all have like very similar roles and they all interchange them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Effort guys, they can shoot the three. But I need big fella to play. I need
Khalil.
Yeah. Like, come on. What are we doing?
I don't know, man.
What are we doing? How come every other, like, you can be a big anywhere else in the world and you're getting minutes except here?
That's right. Jimmy had a great game. He's had a couple of back-to-back great games. Interesting, though, Leroy, his last two games have come off with a lot of rest. So you got to know if this is a product of Jimmy getting to rest those legs, because he looks spry this last game. He had the chase down block. He had the dunks. He got to the line a ton.
I'm going to use another Tobin thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he saw Tyler balling, and he's like, no.
Really?
That sounds like
they said to themselves.
That sounds like something you would say.
But they seem very who's 1A, who's 1B.
It doesn't matter what you say. Who's showing it?
Interesting.
Like, okay,
settle down, everybody. Settle down. Here was Jimmy on having to be, you know, is he going to keep that aggressive style going? Here's what he had to say after the game.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like I got to start attacking more often whenever I'm aggressive like that, like the guys want me to be, like Spo's always telling me to be. It opens up a lot more for everybody else. So if I can spearhead that part of the offense, we good. Now I just got to figure out how to do it on the defensive side.
And also stop blowing free throws, dude. I don't know what's going on with that.
This team misses more damn free throws than anybody in the league.
That was like very frustrating.
Like they go like 11 for 20. Like, you know how many points you're like... An average team shoots what, 75-80%?
I think
they shoot 63%.
Was it the Detroit game, the one where Spo lost his mind? They would have won that game if they had hit their free throws.
They missed like 10 free throws.
And then this past game wouldn't have gone to overtime if they would have hit their free throws.
They missed 9.
Crazy, dude.
Like, it's, and when they miss, they're not even close.
Nope.
They are not even close.
Nope. Eric Spoelstra after the game talking about his star, Jimmy Butler, and how he's reading the game right now. Very impressed with what Jimmy Butler is bringing to the table.
No, he has the highest percentile of processing speed when the ball is in his hands. That was there, you know, our first year. And, you know, the uniqueness
that's
of how
a Mike
he does
McDaniel
it, he can
statement
bring
right
this
there.
Run.
Why do you have that look on your face right now? Like, you're just...
That's a Mike McDaniel statement.
He's just saying he's got a lot of speed, you know, to he can see the game well, you know?
But it's the way he said it. My very Mike McDaniel, like...
had physicality, intensity, toe the line intensity, and slow everything down in the moments of truth.
Is he fast or is he slow?
You know, that's part of his genius. He's not just putting his head down and crashing into people and just, you know, 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Hey, watch it.
Wherever the rotation
watch it.
May slip up.
What, you thought that was a pot shot?
Watch yourself, Spo. I still got a timeout left.
Whoa. Spo's like, it's Jimmy Butler. I believe what they always used to say.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, is you need 5, he'll get you 3, but you need 1, he'll get you 3. You need Spo to drop that in the next press conference.
First person ever say that.
It's almost like he's looking right at me. Serious.
You know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, obviously great players, like, you know, somebody like Jokic, you know, he's doing it at a little bit of slower pace, but that's what he's doing. He's processing this. Oh, he's
too slow, according to Mike Malone.
Okay, this guy rotated. That's the next rotation. And he's just waiting until somebody comes open or where you have to score. You know, and that's a tough skill.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Spo is saying is some people are green phone people like Frog Boy who ruin a group chat.
And then
some people are like Jimmy Butler who are iMessage. You know?
I can't tell you enough. You do tend to ruin.
Oh, what am I holding you back from doing, Leroy?
No, but
seeing videos.
Oh, pictures. Get out of here.
No, but I'm just saying, your chat
is
about the misery you have when you lose a ticket.
That's true. I do.
It's always sitting around that.
Yeah.
Right?
See, but that would happen whether or not I was a blue or green bubble. I'd be complaining. I mean, can you get more than 18 points? They gave you overtime, Tyler Hero. 1 for 10 from 3.
Prez on that guy who missed the game. He goes, wow, dude. That guy answered Pat Riley. Pat Riley said the team is in the same.
You literally gave 3 hints.
Yeah.
He coached, former coach, coached this year on the broadcast tonight, said this. Like, what else? That's 3 initials.
You think Stan Van Gundy takes cheap shots at the statue tonight? It's the first. I think this is the first national broadcast that he'd have had this year.
I know who would, though. Shaq.
Well, they're on the. Do we get Shaq and Chuck tonight?
Ooh.
I mean, I know they're not going to be in the building, but do we get that studio show? Because I don't think they do Thursdays now because it's football season. Usually, it's after football season. They move to Thursdays, so I think we get the crew. Oh, they're gonna have a time with that statue, aren't they? It has angles.
No. Nope.
Dude, it has angles. I'm telling you guys.
Shaq and Chuck.
Man.
Whoever made that statue is a knucklehead. That don't look nothing like D-Wade.
Oh man, Rat McAfee's got him on there. Has he said anything salacious yet, Froggy?
Ooh, you know, he's kind of like Bunty.
Hey. Is that Hawk?
AJ Hawk, yeah.
AJ Hawk.
He ain't read
any
of his books.
Why does he looks like a clay sculpture after?
You always say
what's wrong? No, come on, really?
They stuck him in the bronzer too long.
Yeah,
he's like handsome Squidward.
But isn't it weird though?
Three minutes ago, Aaron Rodgers addresses speculation about his future. I don't even know if I want to play yet, but New York would be my first option.
Which don't worry, New York doesn't want
you. He said New York.
Neither team wants him.
When you're 40, oh wow, Leroy's gonna love this. When you're 40, going on 41, obviously you're at the end of your career.
Some would even say Aaron Rodgers, when you're 39 going into 40. Wow. Somebody on this show did anyway.
We have sympathy for you, Aaron. It's not your fault. Bunting.
I don't know why. I don't know why. It's like...
Look how intent McAfee is here, Rat McAfee.
Now, why is he being serious like, with his legs crossed? He's like, oh my serious.
God. He has a smirk on his face. He has a Tobin smirk on his face.
Yeah. I mean, AJ Hawk looks like he has a permanent smirk.
Why is AJ Hawk even there? Has he ever asked him a question?
But
ever?
Why? Somebody need to get him in makeup and get the shine off.
Well, again, he always works from home.
Look at the glow.
I also think
and it looks
not
like and it looks like he's
oh wow we got a AJ Hawk smile. Take a break. Back after this.
He's read zero of those books behind him, I'm sure.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Not late.
Take you guys up until 2 here on the program, final segment. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Yep. If you missed any of the show, you guys can go watch it and watch our clips at Miami 560 WQAM and the whole program. You guys can go back and watch
Leroy,
that too.
AJ Hawk looks like the zombie from People Under the Stairs.
It sounds as the Pat impression sounds like a hedgehog.
Yeah. You know that hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
That Blue Chew hedgehog.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Oh, man. So, yeah, be boots on the ground tonight for NBA Cup, Bucks, and Heat. Jimmy Butler getting in that pre-game shooting last night at the arena. Those are always cool little videos that he puts out. So, hopefully they can get this one. They got a tough schedule coming on up, so they need a good week ahead. I know this is a Bucks team that's playing a lot better, but you know, I think the Heat have been these last couple of games. They've looked pretty damn good. Although everybody's looking good against the Sixers. I can't be honest. I mean, that team sucks.
Daysoff said the statue already won Shaq than a fool.
Did it really? It's got angles, dude.
No, it doesn't.
It's got angles. No, it doesn't. I'm telling you,
no,
it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's got angles.
No, it doesn't.
Miami Dolphins getting ready, of course, for the Green Bay Packers. Monster game coming up on Thursday, 8:20 on NBC. Mm-hmm. Is it NBC or is it only Peacock? What, are they doing one of those nonsense things?
No, it is also on NBC.
Okay, cool.
I hate that. Well, because it's local. It anyway. It's local, right?
I think it is on NBC in general. I think it is. Okay. I don't think they've gotten that greedy yet. They would take away Thanksgiving.
Well, even though it's on the station, though, keep in mind you still get local, right?
Yeah, if it's local, if it is only streaming, they still have to show it locally,
right?
I think everywhere nationally, it's on NBC still. And then we'll see what Netflix does with this Christmas games coming up. I don't know.
If there's any indication,
you can't not be nervous about that.
Well, it's not going to be 70 million people watching.
It's going to be a lot.
But not 70 million.
Beyonce has a halftime performance, so it's going to be a lot.
Just think if it's only 35 million, which is still a ridiculous amount for football.
Yep.
Right? That's half of what, You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would guess it'd be somewhere around 20, 25 million.
Yeah, I would say that's about right.
So
it's a good game though. It's Ravens Chiefs. Like it's gonna get a
No. But I'm just saying it. But that's on Netflix.
David Lee says, anyone use the Hard Rock bet for Heat games? All the time, dude. What are you talking about? Chili Peppers?
Really? Where have you been?
Yeah,
man. What are you talking about? When do we not?
We get. Come on. That's why Tyler gets yelled at every week, because old frog boy thinks he's going to score 30 every night.
I mean, give me 21. Like, come on. You had an extra quarter, Leroy. He had an extra quarter.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see.
42 minutes.
Yeah, but he was letting Jimmy be Jimmy.
Also,
he took 25 shots.
A lot of bricks. Yeah.
He took 25 shots. He was letting Jimmy be Jimmy, and also he was missing a lot.
What hurts is sometimes you'll see a bet, and something crazy will happen, where it's like, he's 3 points away, there's an entire half left, he should definitely get this, but
then he goes and builds a condo.
I don't know, even worse, it'll be like, they're going to rest him because they're up by so much.
30-piece tonight. Tyler to score 30 is plus 400. Jimmy to score 30 again, plus 550.
No, he ain't going three in a row.
No, for Jimmy, the lock has been points, rebounds, assists.
Adding them?
Yeah, like whatever his total for points, rebounds, assists are.
Double-double.
45?
Points, rebounds, assists. Jimmy's tonight is 30 and a half.
Oh, really? What? No way.
That's not right.
I'll hop on that right
points
now.
Points plus assists plus rebounds, 30 and a half.
Oh, what? Really? Is he injured? This is so ridiculously low. He puts up.
Yeah, why is it ridiculously low?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Maybe people think that, he's only got a day off, so he's going to come back to Earth a little bit. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Vegas knows. I don't.
Then that means Kyle got
Giannis's, nothing. For example, for is 47 and a half.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, he might just do that with points.
He's not going to do that with points tonight.
Really?
No. Now, other opposing players tend to not score as much when they play the Heat. Even if they dominate, they just, don't score as much. Except for the Celtics.
We'll see. That matchup's coming up. Porzingis was back last night.
Oh, how did he do?
What?
I know they won easily. I didn't look what his stat line was. I know that they killed the Clippers.
It's weird because they're the only team that really doesn't need Porzingis.
Yep.
Because they don't do anything in the paint.
Yeah, but he doesn't either. He's going to – I mean, he'll block every now and then.
Why is that so low? Why is it 30 – like, what is –
It's got to be because it's only a day off. Like, that's got to be what Vegas is betting on, that he's going to have a comeback to Earth night because he's usually, only
– That makes sense.
Because his last two games, he's had, either multiple weeks or a week off.
Yeah.
So they're thinking to themselves, there's no way Jimmy's going to give you three straight 30 games. So if you believe in Jimmy Butler, which it sounds like you do
– I do.
You bet it.
So you're saying he can't get 15
– Yeah, that's what
I'm right. Six and six or – 7 15, and
10
8.
And 6.
Right.
Depends if the Heat keep going with this thing. We keep putting the ball in his hands because he's going to, if they do, he's going to rack up assists.
Well, if he's getting 20 shots and Tyler's getting 25 shots,
mm-hmm.
I mean, one of them's got to do it. They both have enough volume to do it.
Hmm. What's the delay?
What's more likely? Jimmy not to get his number or Tyler to get his number, because Tyler had a bad game last time.
I think I could see Tyler having a big bounce back today.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like Tyler can have a big bounce back today, but I don't think he's I don't think they are preventing each other.
I don't think they're preventing each other either, but I'm just saying all the things that you said about Jimmy and not having any rest and all these things, and Tyler shooting bricks the last game was more likely to happen this game. That's all.
He slightly prevents him.
What? No, he doesn't. He's still got 25 shots.
Yeah, okay, for sure. But and fine, he maybe doesn't prevent him from shooting, but that whole 1A, 1B thing, it matters to Tyler. When he's by himself and Jimmy's out.
You think
out,
that he cares about being 1B?
It's something in his brain where he just kind of, his points go down.
What about one of them for a double-double tonight? They're both, Tyler's plus 750 for a double-double, Jimmy is plus 700.
Tyler has been dishing the ball pretty well.
Who's plus 700 for a double-double?
Jimmy.
Plus 700 for a double-double?
Mm-hmm. They really think he's not going to have a good game.
Yeah.
Vegas thinks he's not going to have a good game.
You like the little sweetener?
Oh!
I think I reeled him in, boys!
You got him!
Because I think he'll concentrate more on defense. Remember, he was saying, I got to see if I can do that on the other end.
Right.
And the other end, like, you know.
Hmm. Be careful, though.
Spicy.
Jimmy Butler stocks tonight. Hmm? Steals and blocks is 1.5. His over-under is plus 115, if you want to throw that.
Oh, you know, another lock, Haywood Highsmith. Is he listed for steals?
Let me see. For steals.
Yeah, but if Haywood. It's at 0.5, you got to take that every time.
Let's see.
No, not even two.
Defense. Yeah, I don't see. Why do they do that?
Why do they do that? That's right. The person I want to bet on.
I got all the Bucks. Where are my Heat players?
Right.
They put like 4 Heat guys. They got Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier. I don't even know if he's going to play.
I got Andre Jackson Jr. on this thing. Like, what? Is that a president?
What about, you know, they did put the ball in Bam's hands a lot when they play the Bucks. Remember, he closed them out in that playoff series.
Right, okay.
That playoff series? Yeah. Remember that a couple of years ago? The game.
We're talking about a couple of years ago and what Bam did a couple of years ago? Are you crazy?
It's the same players.
No, it's not.
It's the same players.
God. Not on this team. They play totally different now.
I don't know. Bring out that big-ass Brook Lopez. What about Bam? Plus, let's see. Can Bam get 7 assists today, plus 850?
7 assists? No.
Too much?
Too much.
Hmm.
Right. Too much.
Man.
Will Smith, Will Clark, that was my neighbor.
What?
His sister used to do our Little League baseball games. She was the little announcer.
You watching the TV again?
Yeah. Sure is.
Well, I'm listening to you talk about Chili Peppers, so I just looked up.
Jimmy Butler for 35 tonight.
35? Whoa.
Plus 1,200.
Plus 1,500.
35
points? That's crazy.
He ain't going 30-30-35.
Ooh, what a stretch that would be. He's got a red braid now, though. He's different.
I don't know. National game.
No, he's not doing 35.
I think Jimmy's been looking forward to the national TV game.
He's not going to do 35.
I don't know.
He'll be crazy.
35 points. Should we stick to the double-double? Double-double's more reasonable.
Double-double.
All right. If you guys insist, I'll be reasonable.
If he gets the rest of the day,
I'll be upset.
What am I going to do for the rest of the day? Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
Get some work done around here. I'll do some things. Got to put our podcast videos up.
True.
All right.
Make fun of Frog Boy while he puts up the audio podcast.
It's just the three of us.
Does do that.
You know?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Are you participating, Jennifer? Are you gonna?
I'm upset with you.
Are
you
wow! Is this because of the news?
No. This was unfortunate accusations Leroy was
accusing
making
me.
About her work ethic.
Yeah,
I didn't. Wait a minute!
Oh no, dude! No,
I'm sorry he did that to you.
What are you doing with these shades?
Because he's throwing shade on JFK.
Oh, he's got props. Gotta give him props.
I'm a props man. You're gonna miss me.
Minus one.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't understand what I deserve that for.
Tobin's a show pony.
He's just hitting you with the bum guns before we get out because we probably would use them tomorrow.
Gotta get out of our system.
We still got that football guy calling me a show pony.
Oh, yeah. Although, he got a little sassy with both of them. Even Leroy, he had a sassy one. Leroy.
I'm like, just do the bit with your football voice.
Tobin, what a show pony.
That's not what I asked you to do.
Jeez.
Tobin, what a show pony.
Just take the instructions.
That's nobody listens.
Improv guy.
Oh, this is the one, Leroy.
Leroy.
What is that?
I don't know.
Just do your thing, guy.
All right, here's our Leroy. I'll give you a few.
Okay.
Say it as well. Leroy. 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 Yeah,
he's disappointed.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Who's that, Lynn?
That
does sound like
Lynn.
What's that, Lynn?
That's Todd the intern.
We don't have interns
too
here.
Many E's.
Leroy.
Leroy. Leroy. Leroy.
I feel very icky right now.
It's too much.
This is very
it's too much.
You Leroy. Think?
No, Leroy.
You think Big Boys is too much? Too much. I like, come on.
Man. All right. I'll be off tomorrow, but the rest of the Silly Sauce crew will be in. I'll be back on Thanksgiving with a Game Day Uncensored. Everybody have a great rest of your day. And
you should just come in on Thursday for Game Day Uncensored with a turkey leg. Oh. You ready for some football?
Listen, you're going to be tuned into Game Day Uncensored. I'm going to be eating during the Game Day Uncensored.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you rascals next time.
Show pony. Here we go.
Shaq Barrett, who retired before the season, he now wants to unretire.
Yeah, no, dude.
Heavens to Betsy.
Hope you mother have a good day.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.